CBSi on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Black holes, the mystery, of course, is the metaphor. There's nothing that can escape. Well, maybe a little bit of information. But in any event, I picture it as something I can't see, but is extremely important in our understanding of the universe. And I welcome Ken Croswell, writing at Science News. Ken is an astronomer, author of The Alchemy of the Heavens, Searching for Meaning in the Milky Way, and also The Lives of Stars. And we're now about to review the life of one particular star, PSR J0952/0607. These are the exciting names that astronomers have for stars that are changing our understanding of the universe. Ken, a very good evening to you. It's a fast-spinning neutron star south of the constellation Leo. What is striking about it? Why has it impressed your colleagues? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, this neutron star is a record breaker. It's the most massive neutron star ever seen. And that's important because we don't know the dividing line between neutron stars and black holes. We know that neutron stars have less mass than black holes, but we don't know how massive a neutron star can be or, conversely, how light a black hole can be. All we know is that that dividing line is somewhere between 2 and 3 solar masses, 2 and 3 times the mass of the sun. And this particular neutron star that you just recited the name of so that I don't have to, it turns out to be 2.35 times as massive as the sun. And that is a record. This is the most massive neutron star ever found.
What do we learn from this, Ken, about the fates of stars? You've told me there are 3 possibilities, including what will happen to our beautiful sun.
Yes, there are 3 different ways that stars can end their lives. Most stars, including our sun, will become a white dwarf. White dwarfs are stars that are approximately the same mass as the sun, but only the same diameter as the Earth. So they're very dense objects. However, the most massive stars end up even smaller but more massive than white dwarfs. And they can end up as neutron stars, which are maybe just 12 or 14 miles in diameter, so extremely small. But typically they have 1.5 times the mass of the sun, so incredibly dense, even denser than a white dwarf. And then the final way that a star can end up is as a black hole. When it collapses, if the star still has more than about 3 solar masses, there's nothing that can stop the collapse, and so it will become a black hole. And what we don't know is exactly where the mass line is, where the dividing line is between neutron stars and black holes. All we know is it's somewhere between 2 and 3 solar masses, and that's why this new discovery is so very important. It's telling us that it's probably at least 2.15 times as massive as the sun, because the measured mass of this new neutron star, this record-breaking neutron star, is 2.35 solar masses. But there's a little bit of uncertainty in that. So if you're going to be on the safe side, you would say, well, surely the neutron star is at least 2.15 times as massive as the sun. And so the dividing line between neutron stars and black holes, I think we can safely say, is at least that.
Is this also a pulsar? And what does that mean?
Yes, it is. A pulsar is a rapidly spinning neutron star that emits radiation in a beam. And every time that beam sweeps past us, we see a pulse of radio waves. And in fact, that's how it was discovered. It was only discovered a few years ago, actually. It was reported in 2017. And these new observations are the first to determine its mass.
And the fact that you observe that this star is not a candidate to become a black hole, do we know where it's going? Can we tell the future? Can you say right now, no, you're not going to make it?
This object is probably not going to be a black hole simply because it's no longer gaining mass. It does have a companion going around it, and that companion actually did dump a lot of material onto it and increased its mass. That's why this neutron star is so massive. We don't think it was born with this 2.35 solar mass. We think it was born probably more like 1.5 solar masses. But then that other star that was orbiting the neutron star dumped material onto the neutron star and made it spin faster and faster and faster, kind of like water falling over a water wheel to make it spin faster. And eventually, the neutron star became a pulsar because it was spinning so fast that it began emitting radiation in a beam. But right now, that companion is very small. It's actually been cut to shreds by the pulsar's radiation beam. And so it's not got much material to give. And so it's very unlikely that this particular neutron star is going to gain any more mass. In fact, if anything, it's losing mass because it is radiating radiation in a beam.
I've mentioned to you that I've been reading about the search for dark matter and dark energy. And I learned that one of the candidates for dark matter, because they're exhausting all their genius to look in caves, to look at the CERN collider, to look to the heavens to explain the mysteries of what holds us together, since there's not enough mass, baryonic material to explain the universe. One of their explanations is a primordial black hole, which I think is very different than the black hole we're talking about. Is that correct, Ken?
That's correct. The black holes we're talking about here are formed from stars, from massive stars that collapse at the end of their lives, and they get so dense, their centers get so dense that nothing, not even light, can escape. So that's the sort of what you might call ordinary black holes that we're talking about. The most famous ordinary black hole is Cygnus X-1. That was the very first black hole ever found back in 1971, more than 50 years ago. But what you're talking about are primordial black holes. These have much less mass. They're entirely hypothetical. We've never actually found any. But the thought is maybe shortly after the Big Bang, there were certain regions of the early universe, the ancient universe, that were so dense that they simply collapsed. And they may contain only as much mass as, you know, an asteroid or a planet. And it's conceivable that they do make up part of the universe. But again, we have never found any. And so until we do, I think most astronomers will be rather skeptical that those objects exist. In contrast, we do know that there are two other types of black holes. First are these stellar mass black holes, such as Cygnus X-1. They definitely exist. We know they exist because they're going around another star. And by probing how that other star, which we can easily see, moves, we can deduce the mass of the black hole and thus determine that, yes, it really is a black hole. And then the second type of black hole that we've identified are these supermassive black holes, more than a million times as massive as the sun, that lie at the centers of most giant galaxies, including our own Milky Way. Our Milky Way at its center has Sagittarius A star. That's a supermassive black hole, 4 million times as massive as the sun. So those two types of black holes we know exist, stellar mass black holes and supermassive black holes. The primordial black holes are entirely hypothetical at this time.
And black holes continue to be an area of research because we do not have a way of integrating them, or we have already. Is the standard model okay with ordinary off-the-shelf black holes? No mysteries to find.
Well, there's always things we would like to know. We would like to know how light a black hole could be. I mean, can you have a black hole that's only 2.5 solar masses? We don't know. And so the sort of research here that I talk about at Science News, in which they have found the most massive neutron star, helps to answer that question. So there are plenty of questions and mysteries concerning both neutron stars and ordinary black holes. They don't violate any theories that I'm aware of, but there's a lot more we need to find out.
Ken Croswell, writing at Science News about a neutron star, which is now the record, 2.35 times the mass of the sun, spinning very fast, so much that it's a pulsar, but we comment that it is an ordinary possibility of a black hole, not the mystery black holes that they're looking for theoretically in the search for dark matter. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.